You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day at Anointed Tuesday. We are here to pray at Bethel Encounters Anointed Tuesday. It's truly an Anointed Tuesday, and we don't take the opportunity to see this day for granted. So in all humility, we are here to pray. Psalm 19, verse 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Today's prayer time is centered on anointed speech and his strength. Anointed speech and his strength. We have gone through Psalm 19, verse 14, where we have learned that the words of our mouth must be aligned. It must be aligned with the meditations of our heart, where they must be acceptable, or that which we say or meditate in our heart must align with God's word. Let's open our scriptures to Psalm 35, verse 28. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. My tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Psalm 35, verse 28. In studying Psalm 19, verse 14, we realize that we must always let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart, it must be every time. Not acceptable today, tomorrow, unacceptable. This is enforced by the scripture, or it's in alignment with the scripture in Psalm 35, verse 28. That it is not when things are going well that we speak of the Lord's righteousness. That, oh Lord, you are good. Yes, you are good. When things are going well, then we come singing, what shall I say unto the Lord? All I have to say is thank you, Lord. That we say that, oh God, you are righteous, you are just, when it is going well for us. But it must be every time, when it is good or seemingly not that good. It can never be bad with God. When in our eyes, seemingly not that good, still, we must lift up praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. We must testify of his righteousness at all times, all day long. Someone say, well, Pastor, but this one is saying all day long. Within a day, there are issues within one day. A day can start well, but by midday, you are not feeling as you were feeling at the beginning of the day. But thanks be to God that his words are sure and his words are not subject to feelings. Thanks be to God that his promises for our lives are not subject to feelings, to our feelings. To whether today we woke up just feeling bubbly or we woke up just feeling dull. God's word forever is sure and amen. Hallelujah. And as we submit ourselves to the word of the Lord, depending on his strength, his promises will forever be sure in our lives. It doesn't matter how the beginning of the year started. Once God's word can never fail. Every good word he has for your life will come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. And therefore testify of his righteousness every time of the day, every time of the month, every day of the month, every day of the week, every week of the month, every month of the year, every time, continually testifying of the Lord's goodness. When your husband is not able to buy you a car, as we learned on Sunday, you said, when you are talking to your friend, whose husband maybe just bought them a fresh car, you say, oh, thanks be to God for the car your husband has bought for you. Mine is not in yet, but by the grace of God, it's also coming. I don't have the money yet. I don't have the scholarship yet. I don't have a husband yet. I don't have a child yet. Not yet does not mean it will never happen. So stop sinking your face down, looking down. Stop bringing your head down. Be confident in the word of the Lord and testify of his goodness. Testify of his righteousness. Because what he has not done yet, he will surely do. And he will do it in a spectacular way, in a magnificent way, in a beautiful way. For in his time, he maketh all things beautiful. There's one thing I know of the Lord, that he saves his best for last. When you think that the wine is finished, that is when he's bringing a better wine. He's bringing the best wine. He's bringing a better story, a better ending, a better testimony. When you think that all is lost. Today, based on Psalm 35 verse 28, where we see that the Lord's strength anoints our mouth to speak truth and grace and life. It's by his strength that we begin right. We keep speaking his word. From this scripture, we are going to pray our first prayer connecting to Psalm 19 verse 14. And we are praying our first prayer that, Father in heaven, put your word on my tongue when I minister in Jesus' name. We are praying from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. 2 Samuel 23, verse 2. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray this prayer. Father in heaven, put your word on my tongue when I minister in Jesus' name. Put your word on my tongue when I minister in Jesus' name. Let us, Lord, minister your word. Let us speak your word. Let us sing your word, Lord. And we can only do that when you put these words, Lord, even on our tongues. In the name of Jesus, place your word on my tongue. Let me not speak of my own accord. Let me never speak of my own accord, but Lord, to speak concerning your word in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we must pray before ministering. According to Psalm 19, verse 14, where we see that let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. It means that we must pray before ever minister. And we pray that, Lord, let my words be acceptable in my sight as I'm coming to share your word. And as we read, place your word on my tongue. It also means that we must prepare messages, songs, or prayers with scripture at the center. Not our feelings, but with scripture at the center. Even when you cry out unto the Lord in song, it's a heart's cry. Let it be rooted at the end of the day to scripture. Let it be pivoted, because anything that is not pivoted is just moving around. It's fleeting. It can pass with the times and seasons, but we know that heaven and earth shall pass away, but only God's word will forever stand. So it is important that any song you script, you pivot it using the word of God. Let it be transgenerational by the word of God. And also, you must refuse to use platforms for self-promotion, but you must exalt Christ alone. We are praying our second prayer from Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that we may know how ye ought to answer every man. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. We are praying, Father in heaven, season my speech with grace and truth in every setting, in the name of Jesus. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Cause us to speak with grace, to speak with grace, to speak with grace, to speak with grace. To speak your word, to speak your word, to speak your word. My undead, my undead, with power, with power, with power, with power, with power, with power. Kabarabaya, not with men, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, Lord. Rababaya, the Lord help us as we depend on him and as we are praying, as he hears us. That will be like Christ, that to every question, whether Pharisees are asking, whether Sadducees are asking, whether Pharisees combine their forces with Sadducees, and they come with questions that are to implicate us, that will have a better way to speak to them in the name of Jesus. That when we face situations like Lazarus is dead, we will know what to say. We will know what to say. We will know what to say concerning every situation. When Martha is weeping that her brother is dead, we will know what to tell her, that with God all things are possible. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. That will speak the word of God. Our last prayer, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Psalm 28, verse 7. We are praying, Father in heaven, be my strength as I speak. Shield me from error and pride. In Jesus' name, amen. Lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are, based on the scriptures. In the mighty name of Jesus. Be my strength, Lord. Remove pride. Remove pride. Remove pride. Remove pride. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let my heart greatly rejoice in you. In the name of Jesus. Let my songs pray, bring praise unto you. In the name of Jesus. Remove self, remove pride, pride. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shield me from error and pride, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Be my strength, 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 be my strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Rama Maya Dede
the mighty name of Jesus.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus this day, it's an opportunity for you, and I'm inviting you to do so. We know from John 14:6, Jesus said that, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except by me. It is only through Christ Jesus that you can have access to eternal life, that you can have your relationship restored back to our Father in heaven, creator of heaven and earth and all the entire universe. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, please, I come before you today. A mere sinner, unable to save myself. Please have mercy upon me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me of all my wicked ways. Today I surrender my heart and my life in totality to you and to you alone. In the mighty name of Jesus, please fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me live a life that is pleasing unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Congratulations, you are born again.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37 verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in him, he will grant us the desires of our heart. So as we sing this last song of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to his will in time, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Be the same again. I can never return. I close the door. I'll run the path. I'll run the race, and I will never be the same. Same again.
you believe you are never the same again. Lift your voice. Give the Lord thanks. Give the Lord thanks. Wave your hands to him. Say thank you. Thank you for this word. Thank you for leading us to pray about the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart, the thoughts of our mind, that the Holy Spirit will guide us to teach us to speak right, to desire right. That even our thoughts and our heart desires should be in line with God's will. Give the Lord thanks. That even your prayer requests that are in line with God's will would all be also be answered in the name of Jesus according to his time. We won't complain anymore. We'll give you glory and we will see the manifestation of your hand in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. Oh, sweep away the darkness, burn away the chaff, let the flame burn to glorify your name. I'll never be the same again. And close the door to complaining and murmuring. I will walk the path, I'll run the race, and I will never be the same again.
If you gave your life to Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen, and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.